these.
Pick up football.
Pick up football.
Are the Michael K. Show.
It's football.
Pro picks.
I've been watching it for 40 years. 40.
It should really be changed to the Peter Rosenberg Show. Pro picks.
Relax.
Because he's pretty much been unbeatable for over a year now. So Peter had another great week last week. So my former friend started off.
I'm no longer your friend?
You don't like the way I ask questions, so.
Oh, my God.
You got the two-pointer last night, so you only have to pick a three-pointer and a one-pointer. So please go.
Go. We'll still take longer than us.
At this point, though, Don, can you really complain? Come on. That's a tough argument. All right. I'm going to put my one-point play on something that should be my three-point play, but just heart-wise, I can't do it. And that's the Green Bay Packers hosting the Washington football team. The line is up to -8. Put it up to -13. It doesn't make a difference. The Washington football team plays no defense. This is a game in Green Bay. I just hate this game for Washington.
Ballard! We have it at -7.5.
So we are playing at 7.5?
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Well, then I will... Okay. Can you guys make up your mind? I'm getting told multiple things. Michael, get it together.
The line's adjusted to 8 now. I'm on Caesars right now.
Okay, but that's not the list I was given. I'm sorry, Peter. I'm sorry. I'm working off the list I was given. Again, I can't do this job anymore.
It's got to be the line when I make the pick, no?
I guess it changes.
You know what? This is unprecedented. I don't like the confusion. I don't like how it's making me feel.
My goodness.
I was already going against Washington. I'm getting off of it. I'm leaving. I'm putting the 1 point, and I'm moving it over to a similar game with controversy, and that's the New England Patriots giving 7 at home to the New York Jets. Why? Why are the Jets going to cover against the Patriots?
Why?
Why? I'll tell you why, Michael. They're not. They're not going to. The Patriots have had a couple of tough games over the last few weeks, and frankly, this is a spot where Bill Belichick needs to feel good about his team, and what feels better than beating up your divisional rival adjacent, the New York Jets. So I'll take the Patriots giving 7 points. Which brings me to my three-point play. And I'm not going to lie, guys. Michael said he liked 5 games. I don't like very many games at all. And so much so that I'm going to feel very uncomfortable with this pick. But I'm going to go with the Las Vegas Raiders giving 3 points at home to the Philadelphia Eagles. Just don't think the Eagles are a special team, and the Raiders seemed to come together last week after the weird John Gruden situation. And I'm going to assume that this is more of the team that we saw at the beginning of the year, not the team that faltered after that. They're at home. They're only given 3, and I don't like a lot on the board. So I'm going to take the Raiders giving 3 against the Eagles for my 3-point play, and the New England Patriots giving 7 against the Jets.
All right, I'll go next since I had the second best week. My 1-point pick is also New England over the Jets. I don't understand how the Jets do this. The Patriots are winless at home, 0-4, and they lost 2 tough games. They took the Bucs and the Cowboys to the final play, so they're not a bad team. They're better than their record. They beat the Jets 25-6 in week 2, which is somewhat misleading because all the statistical categories, the Jets beat the Patriots. But just 4 interceptions by Wilson really hurt them. I just don't think they can win this game. Now, they have an extra week to prepare, but, you know, it's solid against Belichick right now. I'm going to take the Patriots and give the 7. My 2-point pick, I'm going to go against the Ravens. I'm going to take the Bengals, and I'm going to grab the 6.5 points. This is now a battle for playoff position. It really is. The Ravens have gotten off to a great start, 5-1, 3-0 at home. The Bengals are 4-2, 2-1 on the road. So I'm going to ride Burrow to Jamar Chase and Joe Mixon and think that they could put up enough points. I think the Ravens will win. I'm hoping it's a 3-point game, a 4-point game. So I'll take the 6.5 with the Ravens. And now my 3-point pick. This is tough. I don't even know where to go with it, but here's where I'm going to go with it. It's between 3 games. You ready?
All right.
It's between, I love the Panthers over the Giants, but I don't want to root against the New York team. Although I'm doing that in 1-pointer, but not for a 3-pointer. I love the Cardinals giving 17.5 over the Texans. Love them. And I love Green Bay giving 8.5. So I'm going to go with Green Bay because that would hurt Peter the most. I think Washington's defense will not be able to stop. Everybody's saying, well, you know what? Green Bay's going to look ahead to the Cardinal game next week. Oh, yeah, okay, they will. They'll just, they won't even concentrate on the Washington football team. They'll just say, oh, we got to play the Cardinals next week. No, I think they'll be fine. They're that much better. I think they'll win by about two touchdowns. So I'm going to take Green Bay for the three-pointer, giving 8.5 against the Washington football team. Those are my three picks.
Yeah, you're lost out here.
How am I lost? You're going to take that pick.
No, I hate the ball. I hate the Cincinnati pick. I was tempted to take Baltimore there. But anyway,
well, why don't
you do it?
Change your mind. You're the leader. Go. Change. Let's go head to head. Go.
Pick segment's not over.
Go ahead, Don.
Gutless.
All right. I'm not asking. I'm telling. I'm taking the Packers at -7.5. Not 8, 7.5.
Okay.
The reason is when I made these picks and wrote them down and worked on them, it was at 7.5. Why'd you send me the email then?
Well, that's what the number was then.
7, but that's what it is now. 7.5. You with me?
No, it's got to be what the number is. 8.5.
Because people can't pick it with him.
Hey, at least we're not in the same room, but if we were, we would fight it out. And the last one standing wins, and it would be me.
Andrew, rule right now.
7.5 is fine. We'll go with that.
Wait, hold on, though. But hold on.
So afraid of Don.
But the people out there can't pick it with Don at 7.5 because the number is at 8.
Well, they could still move in the next 48 hours before the game. Make the bet now. 7.5. You'll find it somewhere.
Okay.
All right. Packers are 16-2 at home under LaFleur as the offensive coordinator. Washington, Peter, is 1-5 against the spread. Worst in the NFL.
Eesh.
0-3 when they're a dog against the spread.
Eesh.
So I like the Packers as my one-point play. I'm going to go Giants. I mean, eventually the law of averages have to go in their favor, right?
I love when you're picking with that rule, the law of averages.
Win a home game. Listen, I'm terrible at this, so you can't really fault any way I go here. I try all different ways. It never works. Plus, the Panthers' D has allowed 30.3 points over the last 3 weeks on average. So even the Giants banged up offensively, I think Jones will bounce back and play better. And I think the Giants will find a way to win outright and finally get off the snide at home. So I'm going to go with that as my two-point play with the Giants +3. And this is going to be very interesting because it's moving day with you and me, Michael, because I think I'm with Peter in this one. Ravens home for the Bengals. Burrow had a 4.2 quarterback rating when these two teams hooked up when he was healthy last year. And Jackson is 5-0 in his career against Cincinnati. So I'll take the Ravens at -6.5 as my three-point play. So with Michael taking the Bengals with 2, that could be a big, big turning point in the season for the two of us. So I like the Ravens at -6.5 as my three-point play. The Giants at +3 is my two-point play. And the Packers at -7.5 is my one-point play.
Boy, Carlin's jumping all over you on a text. He said, yeah, because when you make a bet and you tell the sportsbook that your team picked out a half a point less, they always give that to you. He makes a great point.
Well, no, but he doesn't make a great point. But here's the issue, all right? We sit down and we do the work based on an email we received from Andrew. So now the line changed.
Yep.
Now I can change my pick, but now I can't do the same work. So what line are we basing it on? The line we get or the line at the time we're making our picks?
You have to change in real time. You got to change in real time.
I think we have to go with the line as it is when we
make
the picks.
All right, make it 8 then. You know what? How about make it 1,000? I'm not winning anyway. So let's play. This is the pick. This is my one-point play.
Okay.
All right? Packers -1,000 against Washington.
Well, it's my three-point play, so I'm not giving 1,000.
No, no, no. You get whatever you want it to be. I'm serious. +1,000.
Jarve, it'll be -1,000.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Plus,
all
minus.
Right, let's bring in our good friend Rick DiPietro. We are leading the DiPietro and Rothenberg show.
Jarv says myself, then.
How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing fantastic.
You see the stuff I put up with?
It's amazing. By the way, and this was I consulted with my wife. Edith is out of her mind. Michael is clearly the most handsome, and I'm going to say this: three picks today are gorgeous picks.
Mine, okay, thank
okay.
you.
I've always thought your relationship
was weird. And
please tell
Cassie thank you, too.
I've always thought your relationship was weird and kiss-assy. This is unbelievable. Number one, to bring your wife into this, that makes me worry about her, because that's nuts. But then on top of that, to say his picks are beautiful, the man's lost.
No, those are great picks. You have no conviction with your picks. You go Green Bay, and then you hesitate with no Green Bay, you're out.
No, you know why, Rick? Because he's gutless. That's why.
Yeah. You know what? I got real quick. How's it working out for me?
All right. So gutless. Since we're leading, Peter, and you're the greatest. Why don't you pick against the show or for the show against that show?
Let's see.
You set the bar high, by the way, because you ruined Rothenberg last week.
It was so good. It was so good.
Listen, if you want my advice, I think the Packers at -1,000 should be the.
You know what, Don? It's not bad, but how about you guys comfortable rolling with New England -7 as our pick?
I'm fine with it. You don't want it, Don?
It doesn't matter what I think. Let's go with the majority.
But do you hate it? I mean, do you not like New England?
I don't like the pick.
All right, then what do you like, Don?
I don't have a say.
You do have a say. We're giving you a say right now. What do you like?
I think that since the Packers have been a thing, I would think Packers. Peter almost picked it. Michael likes it. I like it. Let's do Packers at -8. God forbid.
Okay. All right. I'm fine with it.
All right, Rick. What do you have for the show,
Peter? If you were a real man too, you'd give. I mean, you'd give Edith a run for her money. Is what you should do. You're gonna leave this up to Harry.
I mean, it's a lot of heavy lifting for a 98-year-old.
Forget Blue Chew. You're gonna need popsicle sticks for poor Harry.
Oh my God.
I don't even know what that means exactly. I don't even know how
would
work.
I think you know.
Well, you don't know how it would work?
Popsicle but that speaks volumes, doesn't it, Rick?
Wait, using popsicle sticks? I'm supposed to I'm sorry, Michael. I'm younger than you. I haven't gotten there yet.
Well, this has nothing to do with age. It just has to do with imagination. Popsicle sticks. You have any idea what that could be? Any. Can you actually imagine what we're talking about without us getting graphic? Can you get it? Forget about your age that you're 42. Tell me what that could mean.
I don't really. You glue the.
You really have
sticks?
No clue.
I'm just trying to picture it. Andrew, you understand how that would work?
Yes. No. Really.
I don't get it.
Please, Rick. I don't want to lose the FCC license. What do you have?
All right. With the DiPietro and Rothenberg pick, we'll be selecting the Kansas City Chiefs -4.5 against the Tennessee Titans.
Titans.
Absolutely loathe that pick.
I love it. I'm rooting for you, Rick. I don't
Thank
root
you,
for
Michael.
Rothenberg.
I
root
that.
For you.
I love you.
And I love you, and I hope you have a great weekend, you and the beautiful wife and the great kids.
Yeah, good
beautiful.
Luck with good luck with Callie this weekend with no computer or iPad. That should be
fun. It's going to be a month. Good luck. I'll have total white hair by the end of the month, by Thanksgiving.
Peter's, you know how much money Peter's parents would have saved on socks if they took away his computer?
I hope
you get that,
and
Peter. Do you understand?
Do you understand that, or
that
do you get popsicle sticks?
I still don't get popsicle sticks, but I hope you and Cassie have a good time at Lens Crafters this weekend.
Just picture popsicle sticks with rubber bands. Does it make sense now?
Like a splint.
A splint? I mean,
a splint. Yeah. Thank you, Don. Beautifully said.
I don't. It doesn't work for me. Okay.
Well, it's not supposed to work for you.
It's because it doesn't work that you need
so
it.
So handsome.
You are. Wow. Rick, you know,
I just love that somehow we live in a world where I get bullied and attacked in a segment in which I'm just beating the dog crap out of everyone involved in this.
Other.
No. And Rick, too. Rick, Dave, you guys, everyone. And somehow it's flipped around at me because I didn't get the popsicle stick.
And you still don't.
The erector set, I don't understand it. I don't get it. I don't see how that would work. It's not realistic to me, okay? Words
hey,
are
Rick,
tools.
It's not realistic to him.
Of course it's not. You put on my surprise face. All right, boys, you guys have a good rest of the show.
Take care.
Thanks. Coming up, ENN. Now, what that made the show. Coming up, ENN with Peter and the Popsicle Sticks. That's next
don't
on Yes and 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.